protect your boats and recreational vehicles with FBP RV and Marine antifreeze. It has burst-proof protection down to negative 50 degrees, keeping you protected against freezing temperatures. Keep your winter worry-free with FBP ready-to-use RV and Marine antifreeze now at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of automotive products. Save big money at
Menards. This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hi, welcome to episode 3 of Sex Rated. I'm Lynn Hogan and...
I'm Lisa Haig.
And we're on episode 3 now. Last week we had Maverick on from the Sassy Boys.
The Sassy Boys.
Our male stripper. He was
liked
great.
Him.
Yeah.
Did like him, genuinely.
He was so nice. And we had, well, a lot of females getting in touch saying how hot he was because he got his kit off in here in the studio.
That's because you forced him.
I think you'll find if we listen back to that bit, it was actually you. You mentioned it about, you know, 20 times. Yeah. Get your kit off. Take your top off. No, seriously. Get your top off. So we've got a good one lined up for you today. We're going to be chatting to somebody in the online sex industry.
I'm excited by that because I don't really know much about it. And she looks saucy.
She's,
like, she's in character. Is she going to walk in and be this freaking saucy?
I think she will be. She's very, very hot and we'll come to that soon.
Yeah.
But how's your sex life been this week?
Great. I've got a cold, so I've got more sympathy snot rags than you can snow a stick at.
Well, that's really sexy in bed.
Yeah, well, last night I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning and said to Como, hand me a Terry's chocolate orange. And I ate a full Terry's chocolate orange. Can somebody Google how many calories is in a Terry's chocolate orange?
I don't think you want to Google that.
And the core. Nailed it.
Good. But at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that's right.
Were you just feeling crap?
Yeah, I've got same as what you've got. It's all that kissing we do in the office. We've both given ourselves the lurgy. And it's woman flu, so nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
But I am literally like...
We've still got lives to lead.
We've got shit to do, babe. School run's got to happen. Got to get up. Kids bagels. You know, get around.
That was very specific. So when Chris got you the chocolate orange, did you give him anything back in return? Because he got up out of bed and got you a chocolate orange at 4 a.m. What a guy.
Yeah, I did give him something. The fucking rapper. Anyway, who we got up this week?
No, we need to talk about something before we go any further on that. I know that you're embarrassed right now, but we had a conversation. If you listen to our very first podcast, we've talked about before how Lisa hasn't watched porn, or you say that you haven't watched porn, but I actually do believe you.
Yeah, I mean, jacket potatoes and rubs, I'll tell you it all. I just haven't watched porn. I told you why. Somebody's nutbag. Boom, bam, bam. I don't know what I'm going to get from that. Swinging around.
What happened during the week? What did you look for?
I thought I'm gonna watch some porn. I'm gonna have a look. I thought maybe I'll not start clicking like crazy, but I'm gonna have a go at it. So I typed in, you said there was a site called Hamster Racing. So I went on Hamster Racing, and you know, there's hamsters racing about, like prize winning hamsters, pure pedigree. But I was expecting like a great dick to come out at some point and there were nothing. So I've come in this week thinking you've absolutely had me. And what was it called?
Ex-hamster.
Ex-hamster. Well, I was looking for hamsterracing.com.
Oh my God.
Hamsterracing.com.
So you actually Googled that and got some actual hamsters racing. What? And you thought
it was steady. But
do you
know
how porn works? Do you think it's going to be hamsters racing and then some guy's just going to walk out with his cock out and that's porn?
Well, no, I always imagined somebody came to fix your sink. I thought that's how it went.
There's a lot of those ones, yeah. That's more the fantasy side of things.
Yeah, so I thought someone's luring him in with the hamsters.
Oh, how sexy would that be?
Yeah, but no, so...
Ex hamster.
Well, I'll watch some porn this week and I'll let you know what I think of it.
Yeah, that's your homework. So today we're going to be talking about the online sex industry and we're going to find out, hopefully, more about OnlyFans. Now, adult entertainment and pornography are one of the internet's biggest innovators. We've already chatted about X-Hamster. There's so many more websites, by the way, Lisa, that you would never believe. That's not just the only porn site.
Oh.
And there's this thing called OnlyFans. Now, we're going to find out more about it soon, but it's basically given sex industry workers the opportunity to make more money using their smartphone and their bodies. So it's a little swipey up thing and people get to see a lot more than what they see on their actual Instagram page. Hence why it's called OnlyFans, because they pay for it. So we will find out more about that soon with our guest that's coming in, because she uses it. But, you know, I think it's very clever. It's a clever way to make money. If you've got a decent body, well, that's the thing. We need to find out, do you need to have a decent body to do it? You think we could swipe up to see our wiggly jiggly bits?
Yes, I do. I think we'd make millions.
Oh,
yeah, I really do. I think, you know, we're mumsy and we're very relatable, Lynn. That's why people like us. We're relatable. We haven't got abs and a cracking rack duck. We've got bellies that look like arses.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I was hoping you were speaking for yourself, but you're talking for the both of us. That's great. So, yeah, OnlyFans is this thing. Have you seen this before, Lisa?
Well, I could have guessed a bit about what it was, but in, you know, true Sex Rated style, I did a little bit of research and I had a look at the guest and I swiped up and, you know, it's like $12 a month, a subscription,
yeah,
if you will.
That's kind of what it's like, a subscription. You pay monthly and I guess you get content that you won't get anywhere else. It actually launched in 2016. Now, you can get, well, people that use it can pay between £3.76 and £37.61 to see different images.
Precise.
And then, yeah, I know, so I'm reading it off a bit of paper.
I just thought you knew a lot about it.
You know that girl that won the Unimillions, Jane Park? I think I follow her on Twitter. She's got an OnlyFans page.
What's she doing on it?
She's got 1,500 monthly subscribers already. And folk can pay £80 a time to see her. Well, I don't know what she's doing, but she's giving the money to charity, apparently, so that's all right.
But you know what? Joking aside, things like this can be very tempting, I would imagine, for, well, I know men and women can do it, but, you know, if you're struggling for money, it can be a thing. But you know what, Duck? When these images are out there, they are out there. I don't feel that this should be a quick fix. I know the girl that's coming in, she'd done stripping before, so she's in the industry. She's aware of problems that can occur and her body's already been out there. But I just think we should maybe, you know, people should be careful. Once these images are out there, you can't get them back. It might be a quick way of making a few quid, but if it's not you, if it's not something you're entirely comfortable with, potentially it's going to come at a cost.
Yeah. And that's the thing, I guess for, I mean, I'm thinking of maybe young girls or that's coming out of school that have a good set of boobs and have got a nice body. And then if they're thinking, do you know what? Like seeing people online going, oh, I could make a wee bit of cash out of this. But to be fair, it is for people in the sex industry. It is a good way of getting extra money and getting your name out there and you're building your profile.
Yeah.
It's clever.
I hope that when we meet the guest today, that she's empowered by it, that she knows the industry in and out, a bit like when we met Megara. It'd break my heart if she came in and went, I just needed the cash and I don't love it. Because if you're going to do that and get the money for it, I hope that it ticks a box. It's part of your DNA that you want to do it and you love doing it.
Yeah. And if anybody is wondering what OnlyFans is all about and also how much you get paid, we're going to ask her when she comes in. So please welcome to the studio, Sage McDonald. Hi, Sage.
Hi. Now, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you in here. You look amazing, as always. And
thank
for
you.
Anybody that doesn't follow you on Instagram, what is your Instagram handle?
It's just Sage MacD, so just kind of my name together.
Now, on Instagram, you post a lot of pictures. You are, well, what would you say is your title?
What your job title? Are we back to that?
Yeah,
again,
I would probably is it glamour model?
I would probably say glamour modelling. Yeah, I usually say online modelling.
Yes, I like that.
Because you post a lot of pictures, obviously, of you in underwear and stuff, but on your Instagram page, and one of the things that we are going to chat about is the OnlyFans side of it. So tell us a wee bit, for anybody that has got no idea what this is.
Like me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Well, I did a little bit of research.
Good.
I had a peek at Sage page. Producer John had got it very handy when I asked him for what her handle was. So I got that and I had a little look and I thought, hey, oh, this is cheeky. And I had a little flick through. And then I got the bit where you swipe up.
Swipe up.
Felt like Tinder, but sideways. So I swiped up and then it stung me. It wanted to take about 12 quid a month off me. And
I hope you paid.
And I thought, I'm £25 at gym and I don't use that. But I probably would use your app more than I use the gym, clearly. So you swipe up and then what happens? The magical world of...
you pretty much you need to sign up, just put in some card details, and then you can see all the uncensored content. So it's pretty much what I would put up on Instagram, but with less clothes. Even though I don't have much on Instagram, it's even less.
Even less.
And on Instagram, because I've followed you for quite a long time, and I've noticed that. And, I know I sound like some sort of stalker.
I've followed you for so long.
I do. I'm so happy you're
and
here.
And I actually, I mean, I love Sage's page because you are absolutely stunning. And anytime I'm scrolling on Instagram, it catches my eye, and I'm always like, ooh, and I'm like, oh, I like that bra.
Oh,
I need to lose like 5 stone before I get into that. But one of the things I love is that you're very savvy with it. So if you're putting a picture up, if you're doing anything on your story, if you're in a bra, or even sometimes if you're topless, you'll cover up your nipples, and then obviously that's teasing.
Yeah,
people.
Little teaser. Although Instagram is a bit of a pain in the ass, in that they still will delete a lot of things.
Right.
They're not too much of a fan of people who are in the sex industry using Instagram to advertise, so it can be a little bit annoying. So I've just this morning had things deleted already, even though they were covered. So yeah, as long as if you need to try it, you do need to be quite smart about it. And even when you are being smart, there's still sometimes a bit, no, we don't like this.
So do they just come on and delete parts of your story or pictures that you've got on the grid?
Yep.
Oh, no.
I've never had that happen
I wonder
to me.
Why.
Because I've got a turtleneck on and some, like, real Bears Den mum shoes on. That's why my shit don't get deleted.
You would get deleted for having too many clothes on.
Yeah. Like, get a grip, you're 34.
No. So how much do you charge for OnlyFans?
Well, at the moment, it's $12.99. So with OnlyFans, it's in dollars, which is round about £10 a month.
It's quite a bargain, actually.
Yeah,
it's less than a pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're getting, well, I don't know. What do you get? So what do you get? Is it it's videos? It's not just pictures?
You can do both. So you can do pictures and videos. I do mostly pictures on my story. So it's kind of like Instagram, and you have like one main wall, kind of. Mm-hmm. So when you pay £10 a month, you can see all the content that's on that, but I also occasionally will send out pay-to-view videos or pictures that are maybe slightly higher levels than what I would have on the wall, and they have to pay a little bit extra to unlock those.
Now, I've seen on the story before, you'll maybe put a little snippet up, and it'll be you doing like a really sexy dance and like pulling. Why are you doing that, Lisa?
I don't know. This is where I get
Lisa's getting at the brace position for some strange reason.
She's like ready to do the dance.
I could do a dance.
Oh,
I
want
God,
to do a dance.
I could
do a dance.
No, but Sage is obviously a professional at this. She knows what she's doing. So you'll be doing a wee dance thing, and you'll be like tugging away at your bra or something, and then you're like, swipe up. So if I were to swipe up, does that mean I get to watch this dance in full?
Yeah, pretty much. So I danced, so I actually was a stripper for 10 years. So I've danced, I still occasionally will dance in clubs. So I just find it's almost like what I would be doing when I'm dancing, but for video. So it's kind of like if you want a virtual lap dance type thing.
Yeah.
So it's quite similar to that.
And I mean, this is, you're obviously going to get guys sliding into your DMs every single day.
Yes.
But tell us about just some of the, because I can imagine you get totally ridiculous, shocking, mental stuff.
Oh, yeah. I get like some of them, though, some of the things are funny because they've taken such a long time to write. Like, it's like a paragraph.
Oh,
and
it's
like about what they're going to do to me and everything. Like,
what are they going to do to you?
Oh, like, there was one about someone. There was the weirdest one I had was somebody talking about nibbling my love bean under a mango tree. Like, I swear.
What? I know what?
I swear. It's the weirdest thing I've ever read.
Oh, God.
I was like, what made you even think of
that?
Under a what tree? A mango tree?
Yeah.
I didn't even know mangoes grow on trees.
Very descriptive. It was very descriptive.
And do you get like quite nasty comments and stuff or messages?
No, I actually don't get that many. I thought I would get a lot more, but I don't get very many. I get a lot more nice comments.
That was one of my Mama June's comments. We've been in the car. My Mama is up at the minute, and she said, is there any trolls, and do you fear for your safety? I don't know what my grandma thinks she's doing on the internet, but she says, do you ever fear for your safety? I think she means if people recognise you out, are they over to you? Are people a bit hands-on and think, I've seen you with your jugs out, let's have a look?
No, I've never had anybody approach me. I actually find that people are more scared to approach you. Like, they don't really. I actually also think as well, because if you think a lot of the men that are subscribing to my profile, a lot of them have partners. Yeah. So, like, for instance, I see people that maybe I'll be looking at me like a guy in the supermarket and he's like with his family or something like that. I've had things like that before.
And he's thinking, and he's maybe, I swiped up last night.
Yeah, exactly. Things like that. So I don't feel as if people want to come up and say, hey, I know you because I'm paying to see you naked. Yeah. I think it's more embarrassing for them than what it is actually for me. They don't want to admit that they're doing that.
Yeah. I'm just looking over here at producer John.
Well, I'm just thinking.
John's an ass dummy. He's wiping that one up.
I'm just thinking, you know, on Instagram, when somebody follows you but you don't follow them and it says follow back, you wouldn't just type in K Commons 15, would you, and see that dirty dog's following you? Because, you know, me and my turtleneck, maybe he's looking, you know, for a little bit of paid for view. You know, so Sticky Vicky Benidorm. I saw that show. So yes, I've not seen porn.
Did she not die?
She did, but sexy Barbara. Yeah, God rest her soul. I mean, she should at least play a little bit of music there. But to say I've not seen porn, I saw Sticky Dicky Dick. What's the name?
That's a new one.
You've got dick on the brain.
Did I just call her Sticky Dicky and she's dead?
There should be a new one.
Producer John, edit that out for the love of God. She's got a family, she's a mother. Sticky Vicky, I was sat on my half a lager and black because I was 16 and she walked in. And the reason I was talking about Sticky Vicky is she'd got party tricks. She could pull a light bulb out of it lit.
She could
open a bottle of beer. Have you got any party tricks?
Oh yeah, no, she could pull out
so
flags. You know those flags that you put up, the bunting, like gala days and stuff? She pulled a whole one of them out.
I actually seen someone do that in Amsterdam. Yeah.
Is that not something you might get into?
I don't know if I'm quite there
yet. She's not looking for a job in Benidorm.
I mean, I've had 4 kids. I could bring out full flagpole and
I'm so boring. My OnlyFans is very boring compared to that. There's no light bulbs involved, sadly.
See, when we're talking about, though, doing this, because do you have a set time every week that you do it, or do you just kind of, whenever you can be bothered, you'll put up a new video or something?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, like
to
question.
Be honest with you, I need to be better at setting aside time and having more of a schedule, whereas I kind of feel as if I do right now just try and do it when I can fit it in and when I have time. But it means that you can work at any time, because I have people that are fans from Australia or America, so I could literally be online working at any time, so it's quite hard to switch off. So I should kind of set myself maybe, right, this is work time.
Yeah, because there's sometimes you maybe, I mean, you're talking about turtlenecks, Lisa, maybe, do you ever just want to sit in your, like, turtleneck, your jammies, and just be like, I can't be arsed getting into a nice outfit just now.
But and then see, sometimes those videos or pictures actually do better. See, sometimes I've been really, really hungover and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't have any content. And then I've just been like lying on my sofa, like, and just been like, I'm just
rolling
gonna, like,
around.
Take up my top or whatever, you know, and just like be like, yeah, look, I'm hungover, like feeling rough. Who's going to make me feel better? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I need to write some of these down. Just because I don't really do the sex chat.
We know about you.
Feeling rough.
We know about you being rough with your jacket potato and
you're going to make me. Oh, yeah. Oh, do you know what I like to do, Doc? This is naughty.
You're talking about being hungover. This is what Lisa does to help her through a hangover.
I like to eat a jacket potato and have a little fiddle. Oh, it sorts you right out.
Everyone does that. That's
what I say.
Maybe
well,
not a jacket potato, but...
Well, you're probably watching carbs. I mean, I'm not that bothered
about
carbs.
Oh, God, no.
Maybe I'll could have, like, a sweet potato fry or something.
Oh, no, I love my carbs. Option. I'm good. I have, like, a... Like, maybe have a chippy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chippy.
Roll
and
around.
Then yeah, that's... Hangover horn, it's a real thing.
Yeah, you said this.
Yeah, it is a real thing. But when, like, obviously on the days that you're kind of not doing the content and stuff, I noticed that... I mean, I don't know if you still do it, but you were... You're at the gym quite a lot, but I think for a while, were you doing some sort of like bodybuilding and stuff?
Yeah.
So that must be quite hard as well, because do you feel that you have to keep that up for your OnlyFans?
Well, I did. So I'd done bodybuilding for 3 years. But to be honest with you, actually, it makes me less money when I was that muscular and that lean. So I feel like right now, I luckily only kind of have to do maintenance gym work, which is kind of good because... I like to drink, so I'm usually I'm usually hungover. So going to the gym is sometimes a struggle. So it's not so bad now. I can get to the gym as often as I need to, really. It's just not that often.
Can you tell us about, now, I think, did I tell you this, about the thing that you were in, the Ibiza house thing?
Yeah, Baddie House.
Baddie House. So that was like...
What's this?
OnlyFans version of Love Island kind of thing.
Yeah, it was kind of it was a new thing. It was interesting for sure. It was pretty much just you would have 5 Instagram models in the house at the time, and there was pay-per-view content, and you could get voted out and things like that. So I was there for 6 weeks in an absolute beautiful mansion. It was really good. But I found it pretty hard because since I've been doing OnlyFans, I'm my own boss. So I decide when I want to work, I decide what I'm doing, I decide what type of content I want to do. Whereas literally every day we had a meeting at 8 o'clock and you had to get up, even if we'd been out at clubs the night before till 5, you had to get up at 8. You were shooting all day, you had to do exactly what they said whenever. So it's I don't think I like being told what to do very much.
Yeah,
so.
Good for you, Jill. Good
so
for you.
I found it a little bit hard.
The swipe up content, because obviously there was you and other girls in there. So was the swipe up totally different from yours? Was there any girl on girl action, or was
it?
Yes,
yeah, there was. Yeah. But it was your choice. So if you and even on my OnlyFans as well. So if you didn't need to do like girl shoots or anything like that, but if there was girls that you got on with, you know, me and Ashton, which was one of the Australian girls. We done quite a lot of shoots together, so.
Now, when we say girl, when we say girl on girl shoots, is this just a shoot? So it's like you and a girl, like in positions, or do you actually do it?
Well, I wouldn't say full.
I'm doing that. Who's got the knob? Or do you do it?
I know, we need
models in here because nobody can say the word penis. We need to do this. You see, this is where my sex education background comes in.
I don't know how else you say that.
Would you, you know, do the scissoring technique, Sage, or would you just, you know...
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I was trying to ask. I mean, was it actual action? Was it, like, actual full-scale?
I wouldn't say it's, like, full-scale. I would say it's...
Did
like,
anybody get fingered? Sage?
Nobody got... No, but there was no penetration.
There we go. At least Sage
it was penetration-free.
That's my favourite sort of weekends. Penetration-free Sundays.
That's my pretty much that's our whole week. Penetration-free. How have you been this week? Penetration-free.
I love it that when we got offered these jobs, we're like, yeah, we love sex. God, sex.
Sex,
God.
Sex, sex,
and
sex, sex.
Week two, we're like, aye. I mean, I went to bed with a Terry's chocolate orange last night and had a whole thing. Saucy. I'm here like a lampskin.
And Sam said to me the other night, well, he was trying to get his end away, and I was just like, oh, God, I'm so tired, please. Leave me alone. I was like, right, if we're going to do it, it's like 5 minutes top max.
Set the
like,
timer.
Hurry up, yeah.
It's there's like, nothing more sexier than when you flick the timer on your phone. Come on, big man, no one needs a hero tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It's the best way, get in, get out, that's it. Yeah.
I've got another question. So if you do a video, would you ever get like a vibrator, give it a little whirl round?
No, I do get asked a lot. So a lot of people are always like, are you going to do toys and stuff like that? But I just think that I'm, as I say, once again, penetration free zone. I think that I kind of think of it more along the lines of what I was doing when I was dancing rather than porn.
Yeah, so you don't actually like masturbate or anything when you're doing it?
Well, a little rub.
Yeah, a little rub.
She tickles it then.
A little tickle.
We're getting to find out all about this. I'm fucking swiping up. Give them that.
£3.75. I can afford that.
We can go halfers on this, Lisa.
I feel like that's the way to cheat the system.
Well, do you find people, because you put a thing up once where was somebody like screenshotting stuff or something from it?
Are you allowed to do that?
Do people try and cheat the system?
Yeah, but people do. And you also get these websites where like there's this like what do you call it, like a forum thing, and people are saying, has anyone got content off Sage? So people are obviously like making a forum trying to get the content, and I'm like, God. It's £10 a month. Like, the amount of hassle that you're going
to
make.
Get your hands in your pocket. Stop screenshotting. Does it come up? Like, that's just been screenshot, or would you not know?
No, not on OnlyFans, no. Mm.
That's so bad, though, that people are doing that. Like you say, it's £10 a month.
It's as bad as the guy that sits in the cinema with the recording. No one wants that jerk
Nobody
in the cinema.
Nobody wants that.
You want the real life action, I'd imagine.
Exactly. And also, the thing is if you don't, a big part of it as well is the chat. So it's not just the fact of pictures. So, you might be getting a picture, but you're not getting to private message.
Oh, you get to private message.
So, like, I don't really... And because I get a lot of private messages on Instagram, I don't really... There's certain ones, obviously, that I'll reply to, but in my other folder, there's so many. So, really, the only way...
I could flick through a few of them for you while we're here. Why don't you read one now, what somebody posts?
Oh, yeah, please do. See. Whilst you're going into your phone, can I just ask you something? When... Because, obviously, you'll have some really good-looking guys following you, but then you'll have some right munters. Yeah. So, does it freak you out that some, like... odd-looking, minging guys are, like, wanking and you're doing the... Like, do you know what I mean? But does it freak you out or do you just totally, like, blank out and just...
Or do you like it?
No,
actually, like it.
To be honest with you, I actually prefer those ones because usually they pay more.
Oh.
Oh, she's a businesswoman.
So, you know, usually guys that are good-looking usually want things for free. Or they're like, well, I'm a good-looking guy. Why would you not want to show me yourself naked? Whereas guys that are maybe not as good looking.
Yeah, a bit chubby and ungroomed.
They'll be more likely to pay more money. I'll maybe tip more things because you can tip on it as well.
We're going to tell you something, Sage. Because we did this research and then I found out about this fans only, me and Lynn, genuinely, because we do joke about, we're going to start a fans only page. We're going to feed each other. Well, we shouldn't say. We shouldn't say what we're going to do.
Well, how do we do that? I think we tease with like a bit of cake. Maybe I'll hold it to your mouth.
And then like...
Is that not called... Is it not sploshing or something? That's a fetish.
Oh.
See, is it sploshing? I think it's sploshing.
I could feed you with my feet.
Do you know what would be good if for our first swipe up... Sage was in with us.
Yeah.
We would make a fucking
fortune.
Yeah,
but she's going to charge us loads. We're trying to keep this budget. We're only on 371.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going for the same price as a frappuccino.
So you can actually charge fans between £3.76 and £37.61 to see each image.
Listen, all I'm going to say is I've got this in locker.
What is that?
It's a titty shape.
What, what is that? Right, okay, let's get the phone and get some of these messages.
I'll read it out in my voice.
Lovely. I can't wait to hear that.
I actually don't think that I've had any good ones recently.
Oh, my God. I'd like... I learned the term DP last week.
Oh,
dick pic. That
means another thing as well.
Deep penetration.
Double penetration.
Oh, dear. You see, Lynn.
I didn't know that that stood... You were like, I found the meaning of DP, and I was like, how did you find that?
She's like, dick pic.
When it was too late, and I was mounted
not a penetration free week.
That was one of my worst of weekends. So do people send you the penises?
Not as much as I did before.
Oh.
I actually find that the more that kind of my Instagram's taken off, the more my followers have taken off, the less dick pictures that I've had.
So what's the future then? What do you think, you'll do this OnlyFans for a long time? Are you going to up your game and try something new? Are you going to charge more money?
I'd go with the bunting if you are going to. I definitely think there's something to be had with the bunting.
Yeah.
What, pulling
up? We should do that. You could do that.
Get! What? I'll have you know I will not be putting any bunting up there. Thank you very much. So what do you think you're going to do this? Is this something that you want to do more with, or are you thinking, I'll just do it for a bit and see how I feel?
Well, I thought before, because years ago when I was dancing, I was like, right, at 35, that's my cut-off age for this kind of work, like sex industry work. I thought 35. When I started, I was about 20, and I thought, now I'm 30. But I was just at the Glamour Awards in London on Tuesday, and there's a woman there that we were partying with at the awards, and she's 53, and she's still webcamming, and she's still...
Did she look good? Was she a good
53? Yeah, she looked amazing, and she's 53, and she's still, you know, she's still making loads of money doing it. So it just kind of opened my eyes and made me realise, like, why put an age limit on it?
Yeah,
So I think I'm just going to go with the flow and see how... As long as people are still paying.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we allowed to ask you how much money you make from doing this?
Yeah, that's so it depends. I'd probably say between webcamming, between all of them, I kind of put them all together, but I'd probably say all together maybe around 6,000 a month.
Shut the front door. Yeah. Sign me up. I'll get my faff out for 6 grand a
the
month.
The difference is, Sage is like, she's...
You be careful, Lynn. I'm not very well. I normally look better than this. And I'm carrying a little holiday weight. I go to Spain for the month. And I had a lot of sangria. And I've had 4 kids.
No.
Fucking lay off, Lynn.
I'm not saying that you couldn't do it. I wasn't going to say that. Oh, fuck, what was I going to say? No, I wasn't going to say that. What I'm saying is that, I mean, you are in a different situation. And plus, like... I don't know.
Do you think I can't sexy dance? Show me a move.
You can't sexy dance.
Right. Of course I can.
But you've tried it before. You're always trying to up your game when the guests come in. What the fuck she's up? Right, okay, Sage. Sure,
she's got the good hip move.
Oh, and I tried to twerk.
She looks like somebody's mom at a party.
Oh, fuck.
I'm giving it.
Isn't it?
Everyone loves a twerk.
Nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing this, Lynn. Yeah, my granny can't see me. Oh, I've just popped my button. Genuinely, I've just popped my button. I'm a child. Stripper room last week, and he said I heard your hip crack when I tried to do a slut drop. No. I need to just leave it.
No, yeah. Okay, well, sure, said your slut drop.
Yeah, I want to see your slut drop.
Well, I would, but I've just popped my trousers.
Would you ever go into porn? Or is it something that you've done before?
Well, the thing is I just think that porn's such a broad spectrum. So really, like, porn... To me, I think it's like anything that you can get off on. So technically, I think that what I do is still kind of categorised as that. Because can you have a wank to it? Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas somebody could like get off to a Littlewoods catalogue. Whereas somebody...
Why look at me?
You look like you're in a bloody Littlewoods catalogue.
You bastard, really. No. I swear to God, I'm going to do something crazy. Like I'm just going to strip. Oh! Get all men in office in here. I'm going to get some out. Well, not today because I've not shaved it since like 2010, but I'll shave it. And, you know, shaving, I mean, that must be a job. You've got to keep.
But I've been lasered, so it's not so bad. It's
not like so I want bad. To have a peek. Am I allowed? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You can't say yeah. Yeah, like, Lynn's like that again, egging me on. Look up a skirt. Look up a skirt. I'm going to be classed as. Oh,
she's showing us. Oh, it is.
It's a lovely, it's smooth tuppence you've got yourself. I need to upgrade my word from tuppence.
Guys, like, see, there's guys that like some weird, dirty chat. So,
what do you call
like
your
that.
Private bits?
Pussy.
Oh,
I feel like you just...
That is what you have. What do you call it, Lisa? It's
call
a
it a tuppence.
No.
Now you don't. Now all dads in schoolyard are going to be like, all right, Lisa, how's your tuppence done?
Lisa,
guys,
you don't...
love that, though. Like,
you don't go into your bed at night and say to Chris, go and go down and lick my tuppence.
I don't ask for it anyway. I'm a lady. I don't ask for that shit. I ask him to pass me Terry's chocolate orange. I don't ask him to lick it, Lynn. Do you ask for it ever?
Yeah, I like a bit of dirty chat.
If you want it, you've got to fucking ask for it.
What do I have to put? Chris, can you... Please, do you say please? Probably
no,
not.
Don't say please.
No, don't say please. We're not
God,
begging
no.
for it.
No.
Tell him. Just tell him.
No. What do you say?
Say, get down there and lick my pussy.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Get down there and lick my pussy. Can you imagine me saying that? It's making me sweat. I'm gonna take my cardigan off, but I look too chubby with it. Oh, it's making Sage sweat. And she's used to this chat. Get down there. Lick my. I think
I dare you to
fun.
Say that tonight. I dare you.
Oh,
you'll
please.
Love it.
And when
you'll
you
love
do,
it.
Video
love it.
It. Oh,
please
wow,
do. Please do. He'll definitely do it. He'll
he
love
will.
It.
He definitely
See,
will.
The thing is, if you do it in a really, if
like,
you do
what
it in
Nick
a sexy
in?
Way,
what Nick is it in? I'm all right, thanks. You lick it yourself.
Make sure you've got nice pants on when you do
I
it.
I don't like nice pants. I like a great big apple catcher knicker.
Okay, so there's a thing that you can do on OnlyFans that I want to ask you about, and it's, well, it's kind of like a, is it like a wedding list? But you can put like a wish list thing on your page and then fans buy it for you.
Like,
is that right?
What, like practical stuff, like
well,
Lenore?
You actually can.
Daz?
Yeah. Well, not that.
A loaf.
A wee loaf. I tell you what I do love, a couple of kitchen rolls.
That would be on your wish list. What have you had on your wish list, though? Have you done this?
Well, it really needs to be anything off Amazon, usually. So it's an Amazon wish list. So I find it quite hard because there's it's mostly like electronics and stuff that's on there. You can get clothing, but I usually put like shoes, outfits. I've put a Hoover on there at one point.
Oh, I love a
See,
Hoover. What Hoover
go.
You got?
I've not. No one's got me that yet. So if anyone wants to buy me my Hoover, it's on
if
my wish
list. If
anyone
wants to buy me a Hoover. Just a minute. Like, I love a Hoover.
Yeah, so do I.
Right, so
yeah.
I've gone for the Shark. It's absolutely brilliant. The suction on that dog.
Did you have to put that on my wish list? Shark, is it? Okay.
But I've been done a couple of times where Rascal Sock. You stick it under and then
one of the
like
kids' socks
toy.
Or something.
One of the kids' socks. Drag it out and then I've got it up. I grow plants in my garden. Some sweet peas I've got it gone.
Nice.
I had to take my bamboo cane out, stick it down my shark to knock the sock out.
Hold on a second here. Is this a fucking sex podcast or is this like a new cleaning podcast? Oh, this is how you get the sock out of your Hoover duck. Oh, get the shark. We're not recommending cleaning products, Lisa.
Well, I'll see if it's on Amazon because it sounds like a good one.
By the way, can I just say the shark is actually a good Hoover, but I got the fucking cheap version of it on Amazon. I got the fake shark and it's not good.
The tuna. Don't go near it, dogs.
It'll be good if it's free. If someone buys me, I'll take the fake one. It'll be fine.
So what else have you got on this list?
To be honest, I can't even remember. I can remember I've got the Hoover. I think I've got some pots and pans as well, to be honest.
So do people want to see like
don't
hey,
start oh
saved,
I have a good pot and
sex.
Pan.
Hey, I'll just like, do like I'll do a naked video of me like cooking eggs in the morning or something with my pans or a naked video hoovering, that would be good. You know?
So you put up a wish list, things that you want, it's kinda like a wedding list, get me this, that, and if somebody clicks
I'll do
on,
like a thank you picture or video.
Listen, health and safety, if you're cooking eggs, if you're doing fried. Do not get splashback on your titties because I've seen your titties on your page and they're lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, perfectly circled nipples to die for. Nipples to die for. You do not want splashback on them dogs. Because I've had that off at Bacon before just on my hands.
Yeah, that's safety it, announcement sure. there. Thank you.
No naked cooking.
Am I going to get sacked from the podcast?
I think what's going to happen here is you're going to branch out and do another podcast on your own about Hoovers and cleaning
it's
products.
It's going to be like, Mrs. Hinch, this is where we should have been. Lynn's been replaced by Mrs. Hinch. Yeah.
For anybody that wants to buy anything for your wish list or follow you and find out more about you, how can they do the OnlyFans thing? Is it just on Instagram or are you on anything else?
I am on Twitter, but I don't use it very often. I really should use it more. So Instagram's kind of the main handle that I'm on, and my link is in the bio right at the top. So it's easy. You just click on that and it'll take you to there. I do swipe up sometimes in my story. So it's easy to find.
And get her a Hoover.
I've got another question. You sound like you're rounding off. I'm not done yet.
I want to
know what your family think. So what do members of your family think? The fact that, I don't know, Mum and Dad's friend at work might have seen your boobies, probably may have done. Does that bother him? Does it bother family members?
No, I'd say my friends and family are really, really good about it. I think because I danced for years as well, and also, I'm one of, four girls, and we're all kind of brought up to be, strong, independent women.
I we were brought up very, all about the empowering bit, but very... You know, you keep yourself... So I've never... I mean, we giggle. I've never watched porn and all that sort of stuff. I've never sunbathed topless, ever. Because I'd think, ooh, don't want anybody looking at my boobies, dog. I'd be going nuts. So I do think it's great, although it's massively out of my comfort zone. But next week, I'm doing it naked, John.
Oh! Yeah.
The whole show is going to be naked.
Are you?
Yes.
Sage is going to shave me.
Well, you've said
gonna
it
need
now.
A leash and a collar, but we're going to shave it and give it a go. But I think it's all good. Are you happy naked? My belly looks like a bum at the front.
Well, I've got a tummy tuck, so
get it out.
I can't. I've got a jumpsuit on.
Take it off. Nobody cares.
Today you just really want everyone to be naked. I love it. This is what I like.
Come on, boobs, don't get into them, babies.
Why would you?
They're very good. Very good.
Lynn, do you want to get yours out?
No, I do not.
Aye, because
I've got a really shit bra on today, if I'm being honest.
Well, I have. It looks like I'm breastfeeding and I'm... My youngest is six.
My bras, I need a bit more, you know.
Just don't wear any, that's the key.
Oh, got no bra on.
I'll tell
no
you, Sage, if I didn't have a bra on, you'd fucking know all about it. They'd be hanging away down here.
When you're braless,
don't.
Do your nipples still go forwards, or you got like little orangutan titties at the bottom? Because mine...
No,
mine
not that bad.
Mine sit very nice.
Well, mine
and
are.
I've breastfed three children. They are still like little cherry buns.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Not for me.
Fucking good for you. No, mine aren't actually like that. They're not hanging down yet. I just feel that they could be doing me a bit of a lift. So
and you can see all this on my pay-per-view site at
Here comes the boys.
I'm going to go for £7.50 and not £3.47. I feel these are worth £7.
Yeah, for sure.
£7, yeah. Yeah. She's got right girl power. She's like, get them out.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to set up our own pay. We'll try and do that. We are actually going to do our own OnlyFans. Yeah.
Any hints and tips for starting out? You know, we're not massively naked people, but we're, you know, I'm happy to ram cake in her face or yeah.
Well, that's put some jam in a belly button. That's a niche, you know, do something. The thing is that it's not just about being naked. You've got to do something that's a little bit different, or, you know, like I was getting my bum out in Aldi the other day, you know,
I like
so
Aldi.
Like things like that, you know, do something that's a little bit risky, something that's a little bit different.
Why were you getting your bum out in Aldi?
Just because.
Just for content.
Just, you know, I just like to do things.
That's
I like
to try and
do. I like a little bit of public shenanigans. I just think that it makes it a little bit risky, a little bit fun. Or so, like, if shoving cake in each other's face, that's I think it's called sploshing. That's a niche, you know. Do something that's a little bit different. So if you're going to do it, just do that.
We're going to try it.
Aldi have some lovely little cucumbers. I buy them for snacks. Do you buy them ever?
No, I've not seen them. I've not seen them
yet. Mini peppers and mini cucumbers.
I'm too scared to go back after getting my bum out.
Well, you might be on the in the security office now. Like, let this lady comes in. They're going to tase you next time you go.
Every bit of chat you've turned into Hoovers. Now you're turning into what a good cucumber you can buy in Aldi.
I'm the opposite of the dominatrix. I said cornflakes, and she's like, "Yeah, spunk in the cornflakes, eat the corn." And I'm like, like literally booing into my hanky because she was so rude, wasn't she?
Well, listen, thank you very much, Sage, for coming in. I'm on your Instagram page just now. If anybody wants to go and follow you, it's at SageMacD. And yeah, look at this.
She's got nipples like puppies' noses.
And there's the OnlyFans, and then we want to try and get you that Hoover. I would like to be, I would like this podcast to help you get your Hoover. I feel like that's what we need to do. I'd so like go buy her the fucking Hoover.
I'd like and I will take a naked Hoover. Picture or a naked video Hoover in, I think.
John's like, right, I'm going to buy that Hoover. Fuck you. Fuck it. That's it.
I'm excited.
Credit card do it. Thank you very much, Sage.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
By the way, how amazing was Sage?
Do you know what, Lynn? I genuinely really, really liked her.
She's lovely.
And I'll put my hand up. I'd prejudged what I might think.
Did you? What did you think before Sage came in? What were you thinking?
I don't know. I thought she'd be... Am I going to be honest in what I...
Yeah.
I thought she'd maybe be a bit ditzy.
Okay.
I thought she'd maybe be a bit, well, I do it and I get money and I just get my tits out. And that's wrong. And I, you know, putting my hands up, she is intelligent. She's soft-natured. She's kind. And then we've had a bit of a chat to her there as they've left. She's left the building. And she's lovely. She's somebody who I'd go, well, I did. We ought to go out and have
dinner
together.
We should all go for dinner, yeah.
I thought she were lovely. She were great. And do you know what I think I liked? She'd got limitations. Mm-hmm. It weren't like a, yeah, I'll do it. And I mean, she's making some cash, Lynn.
I know.
But she's like, no, I'm not ready for doing that. No, I wouldn't do that. She's really set on what she's happy to do and what she's not. And I like that because it's structured. She's empowered. She's got control over it. She's working the industry. The industry's not flogging her like a mule.
Yeah.
And I really liked it.
She looks so good, though. And like you say, she's so nice. She's kind of like just a normal girl.
She is.
If that makes sense. She's just a nice, normal girl. And yeah, she's making a shitload of money.
I mean, she'd pay for our dinner. If we took her out, she can get the bill. We're not £6,000 a month, babe, for show. She can get that dog, the Ivy.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's pick somewhere
champagne.
Right up there.
She says she likes a drink.
Yeah. Now, we did a poll about OnlyFans because we've just chatted to Sage about that. And the poll was on the Instagram page. If you're not following us yet, then do it. At SexRated Podcast. Would you use an OnlyFans site? What do you think the result is going to be, Lisa? Would you use it? Well, we are chatting about doing it, but would you do it for like what Sage is doing and you know, get your sexy brown some nights, do a wee dance?
I wouldn't do that, but I mean, I'd smash a cake in my face for £3.95.
Guys would pay.
I'd roll around in a ball of jelly for £15. I just wouldn't get my tatties out because these little princesses are...
Can you imagine Chris coming in one night from a hard day at work and you're in the kitchen?
It don't work. What do you mean hard day at work?
You're in the kitchen with hunters of jelly. Like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just a way to go onto my OnlyFans.
I might get Como paid for Vu. There's got to be a few Celtic fans for him doing Willy Helicopter or something. You like that one, John? That's for you, that one.
So,
£15 for Como doing the Jolly Policeman. Listen, you laugh. There's money
what
to be made.
Poor guy. So what do you think? What do you think the...
I think I'm going to go... I'm going to say more people would because porn is massive.
Well, actually, 39% of people said yes, they would, and 61% said they wouldn't.
Frugal.
It's quite interesting. But, I mean, I get... it's the weird thing is, it's not... like, can you imagine years ago saying, oh, there's an OnlyFans site and you can do this? And I mean, you would be like, what? That sounds mental. But see, now it's just like a thing, isn't it? It's like a normal thing.
Well, you know when you go to the gym and they want you to give 3 months cancellation notice, I wonder how quick you can get out of that, dog. I've had enough of your tits, Sage. I can't keep throwing 15 quid a month at you, dog. So, I mean, do you know the answer to that, Lynn?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's a monthly subscription and you can come out at any time.
You can come out at any time.
See what I did there?
I don't,
come out whenever you want. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing.
I think you need 30 days notice.
Do you?
Written well, in that's from your home address. They've got you by the balls. And
that's why we're
going to
do
you.
It. We're going to get on OnlyFans.
Sweat, pinky it now if
yep,
we're going to do
we're
it.
We every week on the podcast, we're always agreeing to do a thing. Last week, we're going to see the Sassy Boys when Megara was on the Dominatrix. We said we were going to go and visit her dungeon. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to do OnlyFans feeding each other cake. Are we doing it half naked or are we keeping clothes on? What's your thoughts?
I'll wear some shorts.
Okay.
That's like knees out. I'll get my knees out.
Right, okay.
I'm not totally prudish.
I'll put a nice little dress on.
Ooh, you will.
I'll get my PVC number on for this.
Why
easy
bubble.
Clean. Yeah.
Throw some jelly right at your babe.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
Every week on the Sex Rated podcast, we're doing the funny thing about sex, where we want to hear from you and we want your funny sex stories. Like if you've ever been caught out with maybe mm-hmm. your mum or your dad, anybody, maybe you've been doing it in the car and you've been caught by the police or something. I don't know if that's as funny, but...
I saw a show when a woman put popping candy on a tub and it sizzled and she ended up in A&E.
She put it where?
Popping candy
oh,
on a best bits.
Right, okay.
And it crackled and burnt and she had to go to A&E. But that was used as a little bit of foreplay gone horribly wrong.
Oh,
popping candy gone wrong.
I do like popping candy, but she must
just
have put a
face.
Hell of a lot down there.
Must have chucked sachet in.
So anything like that, any funny sex story, we'd love to hear from you. And we've had one sent in this week from Aaron.
Hi, Lynn and Lisa. First of all, my wife and I loved the first episode. Keep up the good work. As for funny sex stories, a friend of mine and his wife had gone on holiday with his in-laws to a villa. After the first week of not having any sex, as he put it, he was climbing the walls. He and his wife go out for a few drinks and go back to the villa to get it on. His wife goes upstairs to get ready, and as he was downstairs getting some water, saw his 73-year-old mother-in-law walk from their bedroom to the downstairs bathroom in the buff. He said he's never lost a hard-on so quickly in all his life.
Oh, that's killing the moment. Oh, God.
I did wonder where it were going to go. My brain had gone like tenfold. That's not as bad as what I'd made it
oh,
in my
were you
own
thinking
head.
He then followed her in or something?
I'm thinking there's been a mistake. He's humped his mother-in-law,
oh,
however it went. Yeah,
oh, God.
That's not so bad from that.
The fact is he was choking on it, though. He was choking on it and then, you know, just, no, not happening. Because that he would just have that image. You know, like sometimes if you are, I mean, not that you think about other people, but sometimes if you get an image in your head, if you're having sex, it can put you right off.
Like what are you thinking
I just,
of?
I just don't know. Move on.
No, Lynn, what are you thinking about?
No, I'm not thinking about anything.
I do have a friend and she was having sex.
Oh, right, okay.
And, this is forever ago, but one of those times. And she said she was having a bit and she drove a motorbike and she didn't know where she put a helmet. And halfway through sex, she shouted, helmet. That was just the word that came out. And she says, I nearly died because I was just thinking about helmet. But thinking about it, you could have used that in the sexual way.
Yeah, no,
helmet.
I know.
You've got a great helmet.
But sometimes that just happens. Like, because I think sometimes if Sam and I are like lying in bed, I've started a conversation before.
Oh, yeah.
Other things or whatever. And I'll say like, oh, your mum said this today. Or, and he's like, this isn't really what I want to talk about just now.
Yeah.
At this moment in time. Because I guess for guys it's worse because once it goes flat, then... might not be coming back. So if you want to get in touch and tell us your funny stories on the funny thing about sex, then there's so many ways you can get in touch. You can do it on Facebook, Sex Rated, Twitter, at SexRated, Instagram at SexRated Podcast. Please get in touch with your funny sex stories. Always start it with a friend of mine. And yeah, you can stay completely anonymous. It's totally fine, but please get in touch. We love hearing from you. So thank you very much for listening to episode three of SexRated Podcast. And by the way, please, if you are listening, rate us. Give us 5 stars all the way.
We are definitely 5-star worthy.
Yeah, don't you dare hit 4-star. We'll come and find you. So you can get us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Stitcher and other popular podcast providers every Monday. Please tell all your friends to listen to us. Tell them to tell their pals.
Tell them to tell the grannies.
Yeah. And remember, follow us on Facebook, SexRated, Twitter at SexRated and Instagram at SexRated Podcast. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lynn.
Do you want a winch?
Yeah. Let me put my good bra on before we do it.
This is 4Network.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,